Hello and welcome everyone to the Great Womb Awakening, where women across the globe are waking up to the undeniable truth that the female body is the most powerful shamanic tool on the planet. Every woman can utilize the energies of change and expansion present at this time to ground a new vision that can serve the next seven generations and beyond. Women can harness this unprecedented power that lies within their female bodies and unleash that power to create global change at a level never before seen on this planet. I'm Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we're here today with Lainey Love Dalby. Lainey is a galactic rainbow shaman on a mission to free human spirits that have been told that they're either too much or not enough, to sparkle shamelessly and step into their authentic power and sovereignty. She's a big-hearted, ecstatic, embodied leadership mentor, best-selling author, ceremonialist, holy healer, fierce trailblazer in women's spirituality and leadership, and overall catalyst of personal and planetary transformation. She's also deeply passionate about ending our culture's rampant disregard for life, especially the overt and covert violence that's perpetrated against the sacred feminine and our own bodies by restoring sacred reconnection around the globe. To that end, she gathers women and the LGBTQIA community in both live and virtual sacred circles to facilitate deep healing, sacred play, soul growth, and alchemical transformation, including her sister hive learning and practice community. Her ultimate goal is to help us feel more comfortable in our own skin and remember who we truly are and why we're here by unleashing our bold creativity, our innate wildness, our primal power, and fierce feminine courage. Overall, we're stewarding a sacred revolution of love and reverence for self, other, and our planet, and the great web of life, so we can co-create and dream a new world into being together. Lainey, I am so excited to have you here on the call. Everything that you're saying sounds so in line with what we've all been talking about. So tell us a little bit more about your work in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. First, I'd love to say thank you for having me. It's beautiful to be here with all of you today and to be in conversation with you, beloved. Mm-hmm. So I really believe that we're all artists and that we're here to create our lives as a great masterpiece for the good of all, really to live life as sacred art. And because of this deep belief, that's really why I've made it my mission to help people to sparkle shamelessly and deliver their deep gifts to meet the world's deep needs. Because I really believe that we are walking stardust and that it's our nature, our true nature, to shine. And by shining together, there is this constellation of us, just like the stars that are shining brightly in the night sky, that really flood the house of humanity with light and help to birth this new paradigm that is emergent. And so, you know, it's really about allowing our spiritual magnificence to come forth and our soul essence and the reality and the raw truth of who we are. And so much of it is about truth and coming back to our truth and our sovereignty in that sense and our soul home, because our truth is our soul home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sparkling shamelessly is really to be like light bright and to be filled with aliveness and our full life force energies, which allows us to truly step into our full revolutionary potential. And it allows us to deliver our unique medicine, our soul sparkle that only we can bring and that the world needs now more than ever. And so essentially, I'm a midwife of the soul and also this new paradigm that's emerging, as so many of us are. Mm-hmm. And my superpower to help help really facilitate sparkling shamelessly is really creating these containers of alchemical transformation. And, you know, people have shared that it's like being on a magic carpet ride, and, you know, they're definitely very catalytic, fiery, powerful journeys that help you to spiral into yourself and into your own truth and essence. And it's a journey of remembering and really calling all parts of the self back home into wholeness and into integration. And so I do that through my one-on-one private mentorship program and my week-long immersions, my online courses, guided ceremonial journeys, retreats, and more. And really, you know, personal and planetary transformation is my greatest passion, especially now more than ever with the midst of the deep chaos that we are in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mixing different modalities and creating this alchemical soup is really a way of helping to guide people back home to themselves and who they truly are and why they're here at this most powerful time in human history. Wow. So, you know, embracing the wholeness, the light and the dark, mm-hmm. so we can unapologetically be who we are.
Beautiful. So all of that sounds exciting and intriguing and delightful. And I want you to speak into what is fierce feminine power as defined by Lane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fierce feminine power has been a big focus over the last 4 years in my sacred work, especially through my 7-month Sovereign Sisters Rising Journey, which is an alchemical journey into the fierce and sacred feminine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the samples of these containers of transformation. And so in that, especially in my experience, the fierce feminine is really this essential essence, mm-hmm. this unstoppable energy. It's an empowered, rooted radiance. Mm-hmm. It's a stance in life. It's an anchored, holistic, aligned stance. It's really a deep connection to what matters most. Mm-hmm. It's really as crucial as the air we breathe and the blood that courses through our veins. Mm-hmm. And it's this pure life force Shakti that's mm-hmm. surging through a fully alive and turned on body that is unafraid and unapologetic and untamed. And it's really this deep connection as well to our well of moral outrage and deep compassion within. What I like to think of as the sword and the rose together. Mm-hmm. And it's really Mother Nature as well during a raging tornado or hurricane or a volcanic eruption in its mm-hmm. raw, pure, and unadulterated form. And for me, you know, the fierce feminine, I really see it made manifest out in the world as a woman who is untamed and tapped mm-hmm. in wholly to her deepest passions and her joys and her heartbreaks and knows how to channel the energy of ecstasy through her body. And a woman who's in touch with that inner compassion and rage, mm-hmm. who knows how to be vulnerable, but also fierce and ferocious.
Right.
And, you know, a woman who's no longer silent, mm-hmm. but speaking truth to power and living from that place, no matter how radical it is, and speaking it loudly and being willing to say no and to stand up, especially when those around us are being mistreated. And, you know, it's a woman who's birthing her love into action in mm-hmm. service in the greater good, who's deeply connected to that womb medicine mm-hmm. and that power that you spoke of in the very beginning. That was a very profound introduction, because that is the truth. Mm-hmm. That is the truth. And we create and give birth to all new life. So a woman who is in her fierce feminine is connected to that energy, that instinctual self, and the natural world as well, through the rhythms and cycles and the weather and the moon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really a woman who's no longer playing by society's rules or buying into the limitations of this patriarchal, consumeristic, sick, deeply sick society. And, you know, it's being that woman who resists and who stands up and who stands out, who is willing to use her power in service to the greater good, and an authentic power, not that false power that's cutting heads from a place of ego, but from a strongly grounded, authentic place of truth. Beautiful. And especially a woman who is deeply nourished and fills her own well first before trying to nourish others, so that she can be out in the world cutting through the illusion and the bullshit with that sword and penetrating to that core truth of the rose blossoming and really coming into fullness and offering that fragrance of soul essence to the world. That is what it is to sparkle shamelessly. And so the fierce feminine is an integral core part of that, and part of us stepping into our true power and leadership potential as well, I believe, as women, so that we can be whole and unto ourselves and sovereign, truly sovereign.
Wow. So that is just so inspiring to me. And we are speaking to everyday women with jobs and kids and husbands and mouths to feed and plates to spin. And how do we access this fierce feminine power within ourselves and in the world with all of that on our plate?
Our body is the portal to our power. And we must start there. And, you know, we've forgotten in a sense that we are powerful beyond measure. And it's about remembering again and really coming back to that. And we can't be living into our full leadership potential or into our full potential, period, regardless of if you're, you know, whatever you're leading, if anything, you're leading yourself, you're leading a family, you know, leadership doesn't have to be big and splashy. But if we're not firmly rooted in our bodies, we can't be in our full potential. And I really believe, to answer the call that we're facing now, that we must come back home to ourselves and our bodies as women, as much as we need to come back home to each other and the web of all life and to our Mother Earth. And, you know, we're really being invited to reawaken to this truth within, to our soul's purpose, to wake up to this power and potential and to really wield it for the good of all. So it's really a journey back to wholeness. And in our bodies, in doing embodied movement practices, expressive arts practices, anything that gets us back into ourselves is a way to activate that primordial power and ancient wisdom that's in the body. And to really activate what I like to call the sacred revolution, which is this return to love and reverence for the body and for the earth and for each other. It's really about this great homecoming, the great homecoming back to our truth and radiance. And so, you know, allowing ourselves to do that is a way that we can begin to activate that power that is within. Because when we take that time to spiral within, whether it's during a solo practice or in reweaving the sisterhood and beloved community and coming together to do that inner work to heal and play and transform, you know, we really start to return to our truth as well. And in that truth and in that ancient wisdom and in those rhythms and cycles of our bodies is that fierce feminine power. Absolutely. It is innate to that. It is a part of it. And, you know, at this pivotal moment when systems are crumbling and levels of suffering are becoming nearly insurmountable, and we're so deeply submerged in this age of separation that is so much related to our alienation from nature and our bodies and the sacred fierce feminine, that sacred reconnection is the medicine that we need. It is the key to stepping into our power and becoming the women that we're capable of being. And that is truly how we will awaken this power within us, regardless of who it is that we're leading. And, you know, the only way that we'll really have that external change in our world is to change ourselves first. That personal revolution is what leads to the societal revolution. And so, you know, there are so many ways to start coming back to the body, but it's really, you know, healing old traumas, radical acceptance, movement, self-care, coming into the rhythms and cycles, connecting with our power centers through our chakras. You know, there's so much that we can do, and whatever is your portal, just step inside and enter it.
Wow.
And, you know, that is what will help to lead us forward. And with the power of our wombs, bringing that online with everything else will truly be unstoppable. And those ancient women's mysteries are beckoning us to truly remember that within is where the treasure has always been. From the Tao Te Ching, we have all that we need within us. We just must turn within and remember ourselves into being now.
Beautiful. So you mentioned the womb. How does the womb tie into your own personal sacred work in the world?
Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, I really believe that we're in our full life force and Shakti, that, you know, when we're sparkling shamelessly in that sense, that our creative power is being activated. And I believe our creative power is also our womb power. And that's whether we have a real womb or not. It can be an energetic womb. I believe that we all have that capacity in some sense. Mm-hmm. But for me, the real combination is this sort of yoni triangle that I like to refer to. And that's really creativity, spirituality, and sexuality together. And that those are all intimately connected, and it's about getting them in flow and in alignment with each other in order to fully bring our power forward and to fully be tapped in to our fierce feminine energy. And I believe that that's so essential because I know that we all matter and that we're here to do something that matters. Mm-hmm. And what we think and what we say and what we create really does matter, especially now more than ever. Mm-hmm. And we're all artists, as I shared before, and we're responsible for co-creating our lives as a great masterpiece for the good of all. And today, each one of us is needed now to show up in our fullness, in our unique soul sparkle. And that's why I've devoted my life to that. And if we don't add our unique stroke to the great cosmic masterpiece, it will be lost forever. And there are people out there that need us. And so it's really living our lives so that they can find us. Mm-hmm. They need our unique medicine that can only come through us. And so really remembering that at this time and activating that womb space and that creativity and that sexual power. And, you know, the creative sovereignty and sexual sovereignty are such a big part of really activating this full energy. Mm-hmm. And remembering and activating our capacity to create and give birth to all new life, which is our gift as women. We create and give birth to all new life. Mm-hmm. That is an immense and tremendous superpower that no one can take from us. Because even if we're not birthing physical babies, we're birthing books. We're birthing businesses. We're birthing creations. We're birthing artworks. Mm-hmm. We are birthing our love into action all the time. And so that is where the womb becomes essential as a portal for alchemical transformation. Mm-hmm. The womb is a portal, and allowing ourselves to enter that portal and to be transformed by it. Mm-hmm. And to really know that this grace period that we've been in of ignorance and greed and sleepwalking, it is ended.
Right.
With what is happening on the global stage, it has ended. Before I used to say it was ending, it is done.
Yeah.
And now is the time to awaken and help participate in the healing of our world and in the healing of the economy and in the healing of all these structures that are no longer serving. And as a midwife to the new paradigm, you know, that also involves the womb. It's like we are forming and banding together as midwives to create a great cosmic womb of which to birth the new earth out of which to birth the new humanity out of, which I believe is the homo luminous, mm-hmm. you know, it's from homo sapien to homo luminous, like becoming the light through this deep process of healing. And, you know, the only way that we're going to get there is to know ourselves fiercely. Know thyself. That was over the temples at Delphi, you know, long ago. And to really go on that journey to learn who you are, why you are here, and what you are here to bring. And to birth that, and to find the support you need to bring that fully into being. And mm-hmm. that is the root source of our creativity mm-hmm. and really being able to show up now in the fullness of who we are. And the one thing that I'll say to that too, the reason I'm such a big proponent of gathering together in sacred circle, especially now virtually, is to remember that birth can be painful and it's messy and it's primal and it's unpredictable and it's ecstatic and it's heart opening and it takes a village. We need witnesses. We need sisters standing beside us, cheering us on, soul midwives that are helping us to continue to birth, even when we want to turn back, even when we're like, nope, I don't want to do this. I'm good. I'm done. I don't want to do it. When it's really painful, when it's really in the, when we're really in the dark, when we're in that void of the womb of the mother, the great primordial void and wanting to turn back, which many of us may be at this moment, you know? Having that moment of like, I don't know what I signed up for. I think I'm good. I'm going to go back. No, the only way is through. Right. And so remembering that wisdom too of the body, the only way through, the only way out is through. And it's through our wounds. It's through our shadows. It's through the darkness. It's through the pain and trauma. It's through this pandemic. It is through what is happening that we will come into our fullness.
Absolutely.
And so knowing that the only way is through, and we need to surround ourselves with fierce warrior protectresses to continue the journey forward and to stay centered and stay aligned and not forget who we are in the chaos that is swirling all around us. Come back.
Right.
Come back.
Yeah. So what's the most important thing we can do to help our wombs awaken, to help ourselves step into everything you're speaking about?
So I think it's the same as with so much of what I do in all areas of my work. It's clearing and releasing all that no longer serves us, that is contained there. Mm-hmm. Old shame and pain and wounding and trauma that has literally been locked in the cells of the womb, mm-hmm. allowing us to free that to make space for what wants to be birthed through us. Mm-hmm. Really releasing also, it's not even individual wounds. There's the collective wounds and the violence against the feminine that so many of us are carrying in ourselves, and it can manifest as disease and illness and cancer. And you know, really doing the deeper work, whether it's shamanic work, whether it's deeper healing body work, energy work, gathering in groups where people are doing the work together to clear that out of your system and out of your body. Mm-hmm. You know, cord cutting is something we do. There's so many different ways to clear and heal. And really it's about making space because it's crowded. Sometimes our body, our being, our, you know, our intuition, it has static in the channel. Mm-hmm. And when there's static in the channel, we can't be fully aligned with our truth and fully in our bodies. Mm-hmm. So much of it is clearing that static. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that goes with the embodiment work too. It's like clearing our diets, clearing our kitchens of toxic plastics and clearing our cupboards of toxic cleaners. And, you know, it's really releasing all that is no longer serving our radiance. All of the stuff that is from this old dying paradigm, may we release it fully and clear it, because we are needed to birth our creations into the world now for this new paradigm shift of humanity. And really birthing our love into action is only possible when there is that safe container, that safe, clear container to be able to hold it. And so doing what we can to clear the vessel, clean the vessel, clear the womb for the sacred transmissions to come through fully.
Beautiful. So what are the practices? What do you do to prepare your vessel daily so that you can help yourself give birth? What advice would you give to women? Simple practices they can do every day.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first part for, you know, really purifying the vessel and staying clean and clear is really clearing out all the aspects of your life that you could do today. You know, like you can easily clear out toxic like plastic containers today. Mm-hmm. You can easily clear out toxic cleaners today. And you can, it doesn't have to be expensive to replace them. You can make your own with mm-hmm. vinegar and some essential oils and some water. You mm-hmm. know, this actually is a way of saving money and resources as well right? to clear mm-hmm. out the toxic junk. So it's really looking at with a fine tooth comb, like putting a spotlight on all the areas of life of where am I out of alignment? Where are there toxins coming into my world? Where are there influences that are not in service to my light and my higher good? So mm-hmm. it's really looking at that. And especially with food, you know, clearing mm-hmm. anything in the cupboard that has ingredients that you can't pronounce.
Right.
And if you can't pronounce it, do you really think you should be eating it? You know, it's like really simple pieces of like that. And going back to whole foods, what I do is shamanic nourishment is what I call mm-hmm. shamanic nourishment. It's very close to paleo. It's eating very clean and very close to the earth, as local as possible, as organic as possible. I live in a big city, so it's not possible for me to grow my own food at this mm-hmm. time in a way that I would like. But that's going to be changing soon because again, it's not in alignment for me to be in this environment anymore. So it comes down to looking at where you're living. Mm-hmm. It comes down to looking at where you're spending your time. What content are you consuming on social media or TV? Are you looking at violent movies? You know, and like really starting to wade through what it is that you're bringing into your life that actually is creating static in the channel. And then once you have been able to clear some of that and shed that, like a snake really mm-hmm. sheds its skin, mm-hmm. you are able to start to open to receive because there's more clarity. You can surrender and open, which is two huge, massive parts of the spiritual journey. And it's such an important piece of wisdom for right now is really surrendering into what is, surrendering mm-hmm. into the moment, releasing expectation, being in the present here now moment and leading mm-hmm. from that place. And when you're in that place, you can deeply listen. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big part as well of my own practice. Once mm-hmm. the channel is clear, you're able to listen. You're able to hear your intuition. You're able to hear the spirit messages and the you know, unseen realms. Mm-hmm. You're able to hear the wind and the heartbeat of the earth and the whispers that she has for your soul there. Mm-hmm. And you're able to ask what is going to be required of me to create this, to birth this, and really asking for that deeper guidance of what is needed to take care of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we also need to create space literally in our lives for it to land, like preparing a nursery for a newborn. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if your space is cluttered and you have a bunch of junk and you have a bunch of old clothes you're not wearing, you have a bunch of stuff that isn't in service to your radiance, clear it out. If you feel a crystal that you have, if you work with crystals, has a negative energy, it's time to release it and give it to the earth, mm-hmm. you know, and really just clearing the space for these transmissions to come through, for what wants to be birthed through you. Mm-hmm. Much like a new mother does, taking mm-hmm. care of her body, taking supplements, mm-hmm. you know, really making sure the baby is nourished. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you're birthing and bringing forward now, it's your baby. It's your responsibility to take care mm-hmm. of and love and nourish. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some of the other ways that I personally tap into these creations is I make expressive art, shamanic healing art, like the piece behind me, and I communicate with that art. I lead a lot of other people through creating their own expressive soul art because it's a way to really tap into those deeper messages coming from the soul and psyche that aren't available mm-hmm. in, you know, regular language. Mm-hmm. I often pull divination cards. I set intentions. I pray. I do a ton of ritual and ceremony. Those are, you know, a really big part of my work. It's one of the core 13 pillars of the sacred art of sparkling shamelessly, mm-hmm. You know, and it's such an important part of the journey to really stay deeply connected to what matters mm-hmm. and to allow what wants to be birthed through me to come in through my cells, my bones, every pore, mm-hmm. and for it to truly be an act of ecstatic devotion, which is mm-hmm. how I move with my leadership in the world. And then, you know, of course, as I shared before, I surround myself with other women mm-hmm. and I lean into sisterhood for support because that is the most important piece so that I can continue to show up and say yes. Because that's a big part of it too. We have to say yes to the calling. We have to say yes to what wants to be birthed through us. We mm-hmm. so often want to push the call. because it's too hard or it's too challenging or you don't feel like you're going to make it through that fire. But it's like, we are fire. When we're in our fierce feminine, we are fire. Nothing can burn us. And so coming to that place when we're clear and tapped in and in that ecstatic embodiment, we have that access. Mm-hmm. And that is truly what superpowers the creations to come through. Mm-hmm. And I also bring in orgasmic prayer. I mean, there's many personal practices that I have to help supercharge all the creations and to keep it in that ecstatic embodiment. And that is, you know, that is my way. And I'm deeply rooted in that way, and I share it wherever it is useful and of service, mm-hmm. and helps others to stay focused as well on what matters most and not get distracted by the chaos and noise of our world. Mm-hmm. Because we have such an opportunity right now, honestly, to tap into the creations and the dreams and the visions that have been laying dormant. Mm-hmm. We have the time. We have, you know, it's like we're being forced to turn within now, mm-hmm. and to take space and to stay in our homes. And literally right. now is the time. We mm-hmm. have the capacity to right. really tap in a way we aren't usually. It's like, let me take everything off your schedule and have you be in a retreat. Like we can treat this as a Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And how beautiful that this could be a Sabbath to create those long-awaited and birth those long-awaited creative babies that have been waiting to come mm-hmm. to earth.
Right. Beautiful. So mm-hmm. what do you believe is the role of creative spiritual women on the planet right now? And I think you've hinted at it, but I want you to just come out and say it.
Well, I think that we're creating and giving birth to the new paradigm.
Right.
And we're doing that through all that we're bringing forward. And it's remembering that birthright of ours and that power that we carry and that we have. And it's really coming back into our truth and our beauty and our radiance in this world. And I do believe that part of our role is to sparkle shamelessly, to be in that fullness of our essence, because that is how we will flood the house of humanity with light. That is how we will bring our deepest medicine and gifts forward. And, you know, really continuing to create our lives as great works of art, knowing that we're creating this cosmic masterpiece together and that we all chose to show up here at this time. So we said yes to this crazy ass plan that is unfolding. And, you know, it's like holding on with our like seatbelt and like the wild ride has begun. And we didn't know what it would look like or when it would come or how it would happen. We knew with astrology this year, for those who follow that, that the patriarchal paradigm was going to come crashing down. We didn't know how. We just heard that there was this daunting astrology that was very sobering. And it's like, okay, here it is, you mm-hmm. know, and knowing that the world will be set free when we are all owning who we are fully and authentically mm-hmm. and stepping into our soul's truth and sharing those gifts with the world and mm-hmm. lifting each other up. We're meant to be rising together. This old system of competition and I'm going to get mine and false power and destruction of the earth and violence against the feminine, all that has been happening is endgame. It's over. It is not working. It is killing us. It is killing the planet. We are at a point of extinction. And this is the turnaround. And so our role is to bring our gifts and medicine forward fully and to make love the new bottom line. No longer greed, no longer consumerist culture, to make love the new bottom line and continue to help foster this rise of the feminine so it is in balanced partnership with the masculine. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to help heal our world. Balance, wholeness, coming together as a great human family, remembering our oneness, remembering our interconnectedness. That's why that reconnection is such potent medicine. Mm-hmm. And really owning up to the fact that we are at a crucial point in history where we are all needed to usher us into this next century. Mm-hmm. And each of our actions, we're now starting to see how each of our actions on a daily basis really matters and could mean life or death for someone else mm-hmm. in a way that people weren't registering before. But it has always been the case, yeah. always. Mm-hmm. What this is showing us is the reality of what has always been, mm-hmm. how interconnected we are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is our global awakening. And let us step in and say yes to have a renaissance of spirit and substance and be eager to live into our full revolutionary potential now, because that's what this is. This is the evolutionary leap. This is the threshold. This is the alchemical portal. This is the spiritual teacher that has arrived to say, you want change? Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Right.
You know? And this is our initiation into our full radiance for the journey of whole systems transformation.
Wow.
And we're going to need our curiosity. We're going to need our creativity. We're going to need our ability to, you know, be resilient. We're going to need our capacity to be able to pivot on a dime. We're going to need to really be able to co-collaborate and co-create this new world together, because we are architecting the new future.
Mm-hmm.
I still, amidst everything, feel that ray of hope. I keep that anchor of that higher vision. And I urge everyone to either find your own higher vision or hook into the vision of a community that you deeply believe in,
mm-hmm.
and really anchor in there firmly so that you can continue to deliver your gifts and your medicine. And so we can rise and soar, so we can stay grounded in this chaos, in this pivotal moment. And I really believe that we women are being called to stand in our full force and our fiery feminine power, that fierce feminine power, to heal not only our individual hearts, but our collective global heart. And that's so much what the Sacred Revolution is about. And now is the time for that, period.
Absolutely.
Now is the time.
Yeah. So this has been so inspiring. I could sit and listen to you just, you know, fan the flame. But I would love for you to speak into just a little bit about overwhelm. I think women that hear everything you're saying are going, yes, yes, yes. And then you hit the wall. What do I do? And here's the to-do list. Can you please speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very into astrology, if you couldn't tell what I mentioned before, because it's part of really returning to the innate rhythms and cycles of the earth and that ancient wisdom and lineage that's in our bodies and connecting back to the moon. And so, you know, this year, Jupiter, which is the planet of growth and expansion, is in Capricorn. And Capricorn is, you know, the planet of the patriarch and represents big business and all these things, which is part of why there's a lot of chaos with it, because Pluto and Saturn are having a moment with it. However, Jupiter, in terms of our own lives, you know, it's about really finding focus and taking step by step, clear, directed action, one step at a time, not trying to take on the whole shebang all at once. It's like, have that anchor of the vision, but each day tap into your truth and ask, what is the next right step today? And in this point that we're at right now in the global stage, that is all we can do, because things are changing so rapidly. Things are getting, you know, there isn't anything we can do but be completely present here and now in our truth, in our bodies, anchored in that higher vision of where we want to go eventually. You know, so that we don't lose our sanity. It's like that thing to keep us sane and to keep us in hope. Because we don't want to go to that place of fear and all is ending. And, you know, it's like we need to keep that anchor of hope. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the sword, thinking of the sword, or I created earlier this year a staff of power, and we created that in ceremony together. It's like, you know, thinking of a staff of power, an arrow that is that anchor. And then you take one step each day towards that.
Right.
And nothing more, nothing less, but like really allowing yourself to come into the body. If you have energy for more, great, do more.
Right.
But if not, like stay anchored one step at a time, but keeping that focus now is so important. Like trimming the fat is very important right now. And I think that goes for everything, like with food, with everything. It's like trim the stuff that is not serving you. We have to be very mindful of our life force energies right now and our immune systems and our health and well-being, but especially our life force energies, and be very clear about where we want to direct those. And especially as women, we need to look at where we are leaking life force energy and where we are leaking our power, because almost all of us are, whether it's in boundaries with friends and family, whether it's, you know, not fully standing for our worth. I mean, across the board, everyone that I work with and myself, like I still have places where I'm leaking mm-hmm. energy and power, and I'm actively all the time doing all I can to pull that back in mm-hmm. to myself and shore up those resources mm-hmm. for the greater calling that is before me. So when overwhelm comes, just know, like, come back to the body, come back to the present moment. One of my favorite ways is working with holy oils mm-hmm. and, you know, smelling holy oils mm-hmm. because those affect all systems of the body immediately. Mm-hmm. And the Emerald Temple is one of my favorite places to source holy oils. Diana Dubrow, an incredible scent priestess, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. in which she's also one of my mentors. And, you know, those help me to come back home immediately. When I have forgotten, all I need to do is take a whiff and I'm like, okay, I'm back home.
Right.
And so, you know, anything again that's embodied, whether mm-hmm. it's using sound and vibration and toning, mm-hmm. that's a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. The essential holy oils, a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that helps bring you back here, bring you back mm-hmm. to your center and know, okay, what is the next right step I can take today?
Wow. Beautiful. I'm really glad you brought in the piece about Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. I've been sharing with women that I used to have a really bad love-hate relationship with all of those energies, right? So here's what I did. Instead of seeing them as the old patriarchal masculine, I began to see this as a big convention of grandmothers. You know,
yes.
Big grandmother energy that comes in and says, you know, and I've just imagined like they've been on vacation and they're all back home and they're looking around going, well, y'all been busy and what isn't serving us? And okay, you can make that choice, but if you do, here's the consequence and you're living. Yes. So I feel like for women, if we can just feel into that energy and go, they're all here to help. They're all really here to help us plant the seed and lay the groundwork for a sustainable future. And that, I mean, you're giving life. Everything that you've said today is just giving life to that sustainable future in a very powerful way. So if people want to work with you, Lainey, what do they need to do?
Oh, I would so love to. Can I respond to what you just said?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I love that you brought that up because in the shamanic astrology tradition, the Capricorn energy is the wise elder. And so I would also encourage that what we are being asked to do as women now, regardless of our age, is uh-huh. to step into our eldership. Right. And to claim our wisdom. Uh-huh. And I recently in Sister Ive, we did a journey to meet your inner wise elder and uh-huh. to work with those energies. I feel like it's super important right now to claim your eldership too, knowing that there's the outside forces and what is my eldership that I can bring forward.
Absolutely.
And so,
we inform the energies just as much as they inform us, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
For sure.
Yay.
How can we get a hold of you? If we want to work with Lainey, if we are inspired, and after today, we are inspired, what would we do?
Awesome. Well, you can come to laineylovedalby.com and over there I have the free Soul Sparkle Starter Kit, mm-hmm. which I would love to have you dive into. It's really getting a taste of the sacred art of sparkling shamelessly, which is otherwise known as SAS for short. Mm-hmm. And through this experiential kit, there's sacred practices, spiritual teachings on ecstatic embodiment, leadership, there's sacred art to inspire you. There's some guided ceremonial journeys. And, you know, it really will help you live into your full revolutionary potential and sparkle shamelessly, which is the whole point. It's gonna give you a taste of how to really start to step into that. And you know, the core pieces that we work with in our learning and practice community to be able to stay grounded in that energy in a sustainable way. Because it is about the sustainable burn now. You know, I'm a fire keeper and fire is a huge part of my energy and I bring that in all I do. And it's a matter of awakening that in a way that is sustainable for all and that can burn away what isn't serving, but also really help to catalyze and awaken the new that is here.
Absolutely.
So yes, come on over, laineylovedalby.com, and you'll also get access to our Soul Sparkle Sanctuary online community too.
Beautiful. Lainey, this has been a delight. It has been so much fun and so inspiring. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your fire, your inspiration. It's been beautiful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a deep pleasure, beloveds. And I hope to sparkle shamelessly, either virtually or in person, with you soon.
Awesome.